Jeremy, Katie, and Josh in the morning.
Mix 100.
Hi, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, my Josh, kick us off. What's going on in the world of Oh, my Josh?
I went to the Avs game last night. That was a fun time. That was their final game before the actual Olympic break now. So all the 8 Olympians that were on the Avs team last night are heading down to Italy, which sounds awesome. I want to go to Italy.
I
that
know.
Sounds like such a blast.
Yeah.
Yes.
Now you're up.
So they have like 25 days off. I guess the Olympians don't have 25 days off, but you get a nice little break, and then it's kind of the final push till the playoffs, really, until the Avs get down to the playoffs. But it was a good game. Stayed up way too late last night. Hated that. And now I'm very tired this morning.
Oh, good morning, Josh.
Good morning. Felt like I blinked and then my alarm went off. And I usually never sleep right up to my alarm. I usually get up a little bit before then, but I slept right up to it this morning. And
isn't that kind of fun sometimes, though, when you don't get enough sleep and you're just a little flighty all day? You're just like, ooh, just the head in the clouds.
Yes, I absolutely love being sleep deprived.
Yes, like, sometimes it's fun. Sometimes it's a good time.
The absolute best feeling. Almost drunk because you're sleep deprived.
Yeah, yes. See? That part.
Good times.
Yay.
Such a blast, right, Jared? Don't you love that?
Good times. I know Katie came in today and she was raving about going shopping yesterday. And it's funny because I know you want to talk about Trader Joe's.
Yeah.
There is this story out this morning from Consumer Reports. They did a deep dive trying to find the cheapest grocery prices and grocery stores in America. I'm looking at the list. I don't see Trader Joe's on here, but they're saying if you want to find the best deals, you should be shopping at Costco, of all places. And I feel like every time we go into a Costco, we're dropping $600.
I know. Like, maybe the best bang for your buck as far as how much you get, but not everybody needs 18 jars of spaghetti sauce, you know?
I think the problem with Costco is as soon as you wander in, it's a lot of impulse buys.
Yeah.
You know, because not only are you going in for your 9 bags of pasta, you're walking out with a pair of jeans.
Carpenter jeans. I was
going
to say.
And some sweet new socks.
Why you always buy clothes at Costco? Like, everybody does it.
You know you're getting a little older when you start walking by the clothing section at Costco and you rub your hands over all the pants there and the shirts as you're walking in. And you're like, damn, they got some good looking stuff here at Costco today.
Mm-hmm. Looks nice.
And some real good looking stuff. But they're saying Walmart's fairly cheap, as we all know. And then if you want to spend a lot of money, good old Whole Foods made the list as far as the most expensive place to go shopping.
That makes more sense. I was like, there's no way.
Yeah, so. But Trader Joe's, God, don't you love that place?
You know what's funny is it's only my second time I've been there. So I'm still kind of a newbie when it comes to Trader Joe's. And the one I went to is the one that is next to a Costco, which you think it would be just packed all the time. Mm-hmm. It wasn't too bad last night when I went. So I went to get some specific items that I've seen on TikTok that go viral.
Okay.
So I picked up the ginger pork soup dumplings.
You're a soup dumpling.
Sometimes I wish I was.
Pork soup dumpling. Do you eat those right out of the package?
Yeah. So they're in their little tray. And the good thing about these is I put them in the microwave and they were still just like so
dumpling-y.
They were, because the thing about soup dumplings is you have to put them on a spoon, then you have to open it up and you have to suck out all the little soup stuff in it, and then eat the dumpling. And you put a little chili oil on it.
Remind me not to be around you when you're eating a soup dumpling, okay?
That's how you eat it. That's how you eat it. You got to suck out the
soup. I love how you started the story with, here's the thing about soup dumplings. Here's the thing about the dumpling.
There's dumpling etiquette. So you have to suck out the soup before you eat the dumpling.
It's on a spoon?
Yes, while it's on the spoon. Okay. And you have to put chili oil on it. So you just drizzle that chili oil on top of that dumpling. And then you eat it. And boy, it was so good.
Life is good, huh?
That's the thing is, in the microwave, it was so good. And when do you see that?
Never! You never see portable dumplings.
It is working with my healthy lifestyle Monday through Friday. So it's like all of those things I was very excited about for the soup dumplings.
In 2026, you're on your slurp journey. Remember? That was on your vision
board?
Is
that what we're calling
it? Yeah, your slurp journey. Okay. So this is perfect. So
right in my slurp alley.
What other viral foods did you pick up?
So the other one was the French onion soup, mac and cheese. Okay. Oh, I know. And like, if you look, at the list on, if you search Trader Joe best items at Trader Joe's, this item comes up on every list you search, and it is just that. It's the mac and cheese, the frozen mac and cheese that you put in, you know, the freezer and then the microwave again.
Okay.
But on top is all of the toppings that you would have on a French onion soup type thing, and I believe there's some like onion type stuff in there. I haven't had
How
that
do they
one
do
yet,
this?
So I don't know what that one's
this
all
is
about.
Incredible science. And research that goes into this.
I have heard nothing but good things about the French onion mac and cheese from Trader Joe's, so I'm very excited to try it. But I just love going in there because, one, all of the workers are so friendly.
Very.
Like, they all look like they're so happy to be there, too.
They
like,
love it.
You know, like, it's when you walk into that place, it's just like, is this a different universe? Like, what just happened? So, I don't know, I got to go back to Trader Joe's more often.
It's you really like should.
15 minutes from my house,
unbelievable.
Too. Unbelievable.
It's
crazy. So,
welcome in, ma'am. Let us show you to the dumplings.
Yes, and I even took my picture in front of the sign.
Shut
I
up.
I didn't take a lot of pictures lately.
You do. You're the biggest influencer in town. Do you know that?
I'm trying.
You're really
Thank
exploding
you,
on the scene.
Thank
Katie
you.
On the scene at Trader Joe's, squeezing her dumplings. Can you title it Squeeze
yes.
My Dumplings when you post that?
I might get more dates if I do it that way.
Damn straight.
That's a good idea.